It's the Marketer's Report. This week, Patrizia Spagnoletto, Global Chief Marketing Officer, Direct to Consumer for Warner Brothers Discovery, weighs in on the difficult task of building and retaining consumer trust.
Trust is a really hard thing to build and a really easy thing to destroy, and we have to be very respectful about that. Our partnership with iHeart has really helped us build that trust and that relationship with the on-air talent. The best thing for us to do is to build a relationship with our consumers. And if those consumers have a relationship with the DJs that are on air, then we want to build on that. House of the Dragon, which was one of our most successful, if not the most successful campaign we've ever done for a show, audio was a core part of that.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. Not just a media company, iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Pros know a thing or two about how to get the toughest messes clean. That's why they've long trusted cleaning products from Ecolab for their businesses. And now, that level of clean is available for your home at the Home Depot. Introducing Ecolab Scientific Clean, a full line of pro-grade cleaning products for all your home's needs. So you can clean like you mean business. Now available exclusively at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
What made me first suspect Joe was that he knew more than any innocent person should have known.
I suspected Irene the moment I heard the fireman's testimony.
The apparently unimportant fact.
I suspected the postman after he testified.
Listen to radio's newest, most interesting and thrilling program, Suspicion. And now, Suspicion. Somewhere in the drama about to be presented is a seemingly unimportant fact, a hidden clue that first casts suspicion on the ultimate culprit. Test your powers of observation and deduction and find the hidden clue. It may be a single line, a sound, perhaps a complete scene. All names and characters depicted in the story are fictitious. Any resemblance to persons living or dead is entirely coincidental. In the story we presented last time, Greed, do you recall these facts? The last will and testament left by Howard St. John was stolen, and Morley the butler was knocked out. When Sir Basil Cathingway, in charge of the St. John estate, was talking to Morley...
It was quite dark, Sir Basil.
Yes, I know. You've told me it was pitch dark and you were struck from behind.
But later in their conversation, Morley said...
I noticed that the person wore trousers, rather loose-fitting ones. That's why I feel certain that it...
Morley's description, ladies and gentlemen, was the hidden clue, one that pointed to Morley's confessed guilt. For he could not have seen his assailant had he been struck from behind. And furthermore, the room was, by his own admission, pitch dark. Now we present the frame-up. A few minutes before 2 o'clock in the afternoon of September 19th, Jack Morton, alias Jack Mason, enters the warden's office of a large penitentiary, listens impatiently to the warden's final words.
Frankly, Jack, I was against giving you this parole. I don't believe you're ready for one yet. However, your record here for the past 2 years is excellent, and that's what swayed the parole board. Personally, I think you've just been playing for a parole.
Why, you're wrong about that, Warden.
I hope so, Jack. I hope that after 3 times in jail, you've learned that crime doesn't pay. That's all.
Okay, Warden. I'll be seeing you.
Not in here, I hope. Good luck, Jack.
Thanks. Hey, lend me a nickel, will you?
Well,
I want to phone the missus and tell her I'm coming home.
All right, Jack. Here you are.
Thanks. I'll do the same for you someday, maybe.
So long, Jack. And good luck.
So long, Warden.
Huh?
chick.
Who is this?
I'll lay off of that stuff, Nora. You remember me, Jack Morton.
Jack Morton? Well, I'll be a... Where are you?
On the outside looking in, baby. I just kissed the warden goodbye. And I even bummed a nickel from him. Told him I was going to phone my wife. Is Chick around?
You want to talk to Chick, Jack?
Yeah, sure. You heard me, Nora.
Well, Chick ain't here right now.
Now, okie doke. Look, when he comes in, tell him I'll be at the Pink Pig tonight. So long, kid.
So long, Jack.
Who was that, Nora?
Jack Morton. He was just sprung.
What's he want?
He wants to see you, Chick. He says he'll be at the Pink Pig tonight. Say, what's wrong?
Plenty. Jack's going to want the money he left with me. And I'm broke. Oh. I lost every cent to Whitey last night.
Oh, kid Jack along. Pay him back after we pull the Kingston job.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Only I don't like giving a guy money I make on a job.
Well, maybe you can cut him in on the work, Chick.
Yeah, maybe so. But don't worry about it, Nora. We'll square it when we see him.
You're really figuring to go straight, Jack, huh?
You said it, kid. If I get sent up again, it's for life, and that don't listen so good to me.
Got anything in mind, Jack?
Yeah, yeah. Give it some thought the last couple of days at the big house.
Yeah.
I aim to move to where I'm not known and open up a store.
The boy's got something there, Chick.
Yeah.
Sure. I figured that the $10,000 I left with you, Chick, will give me a start. You see, I'll have to buy with cash until I build up credit.
I wanted to talk to you about that $10,000, Jack.
Yeah?
You see, I ain't got it with me right this minute.
I didn't figure you'd carry it around in your pit pocket, Chick.
Well, I mean, I lent it to a guy, see?
You lent it?
Yeah.
Or lost it to Whitey? Which?
I loaned it, Jack, honestly.
Yeah?
Keep your shirt on, Jack. We're not double-crossing you. Chick lent you $10,000 along with 10 of his own to Charlie Tate.
He's a bookie on the other side of town. I gave him a ring half an hour ago and told him you'd be wanting your money. You'll have it ready tomorrow night. Me and Nora will pick it up.
Yeah. Okay. A couple of days won't matter.
Yeah, I told you'd be reasonable about it, Nora. Say, Jack, how about bunking at my place? There's plenty of room, and you might as well save your money.
Well, thanks. I'll do that.
I still don't get the drift, Chick. Haven't Jack stay at your place?
Take it easy, kid. I know what I'm doing. You see, if he goes back to the pen, then I don't have to give him the $10,000.
Say!
You gotta have brains in this ragged kid. Now, we ain't gonna work as usual tonight.
No?
No. We're gonna crack this jewelry job the way Jack would, Nora. Instead of leaving the car in the alley, we'll leave it a block away, see? And we break in through a second floor window instead of a first floor window. And even when we're inside, we'll operate Jack's way. It's a pipe. All right, kid. The window's open. Watch out for that box.
Hey, but if we're trapped, Chick, it'll take...
We'll shoot our way out, like Jack would have done.
Okay. We're sticking our necks out for a lot of trouble. Jack will know you went out tonight.
He won't know nothing. He put a couple of knockout drops in his coffee.
Oh.
Take the flashlight. I'll use it again. Come on. Okay, kid. The shop's empty. And the stuff we want is open.
Hands up there! I got you covered!
Come on, honey. Let's scram!
Hello? Sergeant Ted Wallace speaking. Oh, I see. You didn't say anything, eh? Okay. Thanks for calling, Doc. Chet, the night watchman at Kingston's jewel shop, just died without recovering consciousness.
So it's a murder case now, huh?
Yeah. What do you make of it, Chet?
Frankly, Ted, it doesn't make sense to me. The burglar broke in through a second-story window, but it would have been a lot easier to open the washroom window on the ground floor. Either the shop hadn't been steadied or...
Well, the burglar was working a system. Get what I mean?
George, that's right. Well, wait a minute. It's been 2 years since we've had a job where entry was made through a second-floor window.
Yeah, I just thought of that. And Jack Morton was paroled yesterday. That was the way he worked.
Right. The job was clumsy, as if the man was out of practice. But it doesn't quite make sense for Morton to...
Hello, Sergeant Ted Wallace speaking. Huh? What's that? One block away from... Yes. Yes, I'll send a man out there to pick it up at once. Thanks for calling, Mr. Kingston. Somebody just entered Kingston's shop and gave him a .32 pistol, Chet. It was found a block away from the shop. If the bullets in the watchman were fired from that... Let's get busy.
Murphy's pawn shop. Police department calling. Check this serial number against your gun sale records. AK6933241.
AK6933241. That's it. You have the record? Give me the name and address over the phone. One of our men will pick up the record in a few minutes. Sold to Jack Mason, address 198 North Durante Street. Check. There's the dope, Chet.
Jack Mason, eh?
Yeah.
The phony name Jack Morton used.
Yeah. Say, I heard that he's rooming with Chick Ralston. You pick up the gun sale record and meet me at Chick's.
Right.
We may not get a murder conviction against Jack, but his fourth conviction means life and no parole. Get a move on, son, and get to Chick's as fast as you can.
Hey, Chick, I thought you and Nora was going to get my $10,000 from Charlie Tate last night.
Yeah, I thought so too, Jack. But Charlie claimed it had a run of bad luck and was almost broke.
Yeah?
He figures he'll pick up enough on today's races to pay us off.
Well, don't worry, Jack. Charlie's okay. He ain't going to run out on you.
You expecting anyone?
Open up, police.
Answer it, Nora.
Okay.
Hello, Nora.
Hello.
How's everything? Howdy, Jake.
Hey.
Remember me, Jack? Sergeant Ted Wallace?
Hello.
What do you want, Wallace?
Just dropped around to say hello. Everything going all right?
Yeah, so just drop yourself out again, Sarge.
Okay, but I was wondering if you folks recognize this gun.
Not me. You know I don't carry a gun, Sarge. They ain't safe. Why, I remember one time my old man shot himself with a gun just like that when
save
he was...
Save it, wise guy. Take a good look at this gap, Jack.
Huh?
The night watchman at Kingston's was killed with two slugs from this gun.
So what?
Where were you last night?
Here. I went to sleep about 10 o'clock and didn't wake up till after 9 this morning.
No kidding.
Yeah. Well, sure. Ask Chick. I didn't go out, did I, Chick?
Not as far as I know. I was sound asleep all night myself.
Yeah, just a couple of sleepy people, eh? Well, that might be a good story, Jack, but you've got a criminal record.
Yeah, sure I have. And just because of that, you're going to frame me? I never saw that gun. I didn't go out of this place last night. But you dumb cops need a goat, and I'm it.
That's right. Only we're not framing you. You bought this gun, Jack, and...
Here's the gun sale record, Ted. The signature matches with Jack Morton's handwriting. Look at it. I stopped at headquarters and picked up a sample of his signature.
Oh, they sure do match. .32 caliber automatic pistol sold to Jack Mason. You're a criminal nom de plume, Morton.
Well, yes, but I...
You bought this gun 18 months ago, and last night you broke into Kingston's jewel shop and killed the night watchman. You're under arrest for murder. Come along.
Now, look here, Wallace. I wasn't out of here. Not even for 5 minutes last night. It was...
Come along before we drag you out. Get moving.
Okay. Chick, get me a lawyer.
Yeah, and get him a good one, Chick. He'll need it.
I won't let you down, Chick.
Come on, take the lead out of your feet, Jack. And I'm warning you. Try to make a break and I'll drop you.
Ah, shut up. You guys are all wet and I'll prove it to you.
Holy smoke, Chet. He's right. Stay here and keep your trap shut.
Sir, what's your idea?
You gave it up, Chick. Drop your gun before I... Grab for the ceiling, sister, quick.
Okay, Sarge, okay, but it was all Chick's fault. Honest, he wanted to frame Jack. I couldn't stop
him.
Save
that for the judge, Nora. Hey, Jack, come here. Sorry I got tough with you, but things look bad.
Yeah, my pal.
That's about it. They tried to frame you. And if you want to steer clear of the law, remember that honor among crooks is just a phrase. It don't mean a thing.
After learning how Chick and Nora had tried to frame him, Jack Morton asked Sergeant Ted Wallace...
I still don't see how you figured I was innocent, Sarge. I might have proven my signature was forged, but I...
Come to think of it, Jack, we didn't have any sort of a case against you. Sure, the gun was traced to you, but...
Ladies and gentlemen, did you discover the hidden clue which caused Sergeant Ted Wallace to first suspect that Jack Morton, alias Jack Mason, was innocent? Write into this station and tell us the hidden clue you found. Check your powers of observation and deduction with the correct hidden clue in this story to be broadcast at a time named by your local announcer.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.